Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
We're learning Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Aleph. We're going to start the shiur from the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts off, the kechav mishanim sa'imid b'tzara bar shal yayin. If let's say you find that a guy is standing on the side of a bar of yayin, do we have to be chayshish that he touched the wine? So the Mishnah says, if the Yid owes him money, Aser, then it's Aser, you have to be chayish, he touched the wine, because he won't be scared to touch the wine, because he says, anyway, I get this wine for the money you owe me. Ein lo milva lov, if he doesn't have a loan, doesn't owe money, mutter. And the Gemara says about this part of the Mishnah, Shmuel said, v'hu sheyesh lo milva al eisa yayin. That particular wine was meshubah to him. Otherwise, even if the Yid happens to owe him money, he still has no right to touch the wine. Because who says I wanted to pay you with wine? Maybe I wanted the wine for myself, and I'll pay you with something else. But if it's a milval oisa yayin, if that wine itself was meshubit to the loan, it's a paitiki, memela, the guy could say, listen, I could take this wine for the loan anyway, so memela, it's not a problem if he touched the wine, he won't be scared to touch the wine. Amr Avashi Masnisa Nami Deka. Avashi means the raif in the next Mishnah, the Mishnah Naf Samach Aleph. Because it says, Amatai Enish Levicham Venaisna Bishusei. If let's say somebody is giving a hechsher on Gayish wine, he's making sure the Gayish wine is mutter, and he's leaving it in the Rishus of the guy. V'Allah Kaisavay is Kabalti Mechamay is mutter. If the guy already writes to him that he already got the money, in other words, for all practical purposes, this wine already belongs to the Yid. So then it's mutter, then when achayshish that the guy will touch it. But let's say the Yid would want to take the wine, and the guy would not allow him to take the wine. The guy still has rishus to hold back the wine from the Yid, then it's asur. But if the Yid has direct access to the wine, it's mutter. So you see, even though the Yid paid the guy, but as long as the guy could stop him from taking the wine, that's called Gayish wine. But if the guy can't stop him from taking the wine, then it's called Yiddish wine, and the guy will be scared to touch it. So here also, even if the Yid owes the guy money, but if the guy won't necessarily be able to take the wine, that will be called Yiddish wine, and it will be mutter. So Rashi here says that it's mutter when there's a maftech v'chaysim b'yad Yisro. And Rashi on the Mishnah didn't learn that way. Rashi learned that the heter of the Mishnah was because the bias is pesuch l'shus harabim. We'll get to this later in the shir. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tesis had to learn up the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. That the first part of the Mishnah says that if matar yenish levicham v'naisnu b'shusay, there's a heter because the bias is pesuch l'shus harabim. And then it says, there's a heter, if he writes him a skabalti, and the Yid has every right to take the wine, the guy can't stop him. So Rashi puts the two together. Rashi on the Mishnah there puts the two together. He says that the heter, by Matar Yenish Yisrael, is dafka when the Yisrael already owns the wine. And then there's a heter, even without a mafteach v'chaisim, as long as it's Yisraelim ba'is seir, and it's pesuch l'shus harabim. Rishonim don't learn that way. Tosfos points out the Mishnah's mashmas two separate cases. The Reish is talking about a case where the wine belongs in Gansen to a guy. And the Seif is talking about a case where the wine belongs to a Yid. And there, you don't need that it's Yisrael and Ba'isir. There the Heter is because there's Mefteach V'chaisim. Tosfos learns the Reish also is talking about this Mefteach V'chaisim. We'll get to that. But the Rishonim already point out, the Rashi switched the Pshat. Taisa says it was a Madura Kamana Madura Basra. The Rashi here in the Gemara is saying that the Heter, when it's a Yiddish wine in the Gayish house, is by when there's Mefteach V'chaisim. And Rashi in the Mishnah there is saying, even without Mefteach V'chaisim, the Heter is because of Ma'isib Suruch Shasarabim. And like we said, we're going to discuss this at the end of the Shir. But what's negating for the Gemara here to discuss a little bit is that if the heter in that Mishnah is because of Mefteach V'chaisim, so what's the Gemara's Raya? That Mishnah is talking about Hefteach V'Chaisim. That Mishnah is not talking about Hefteach V'Chaisim. Why are being medam of the two? So Taisus and the Rishayim explain that here Yizichah don't need a Hefteach V'Chaisim because it's in the Yid's house. You need a Hefteach V'Chaisim when it's in the guy's house. When it's in the Yid's house, you don't need a Hefteach V'Chaisim. Just like the Brisa in Daf Samach Aleph says in Mefurish, even if these souls Dor Ba'isei Chatzer, you don't need Hefteach V'Chaisim. That's like a Shemer. That's like a Yetziv V'Nichnas. Then you don't need a Hefteach V'Chaisim. Now there's a Chilek, if it's the Yid's wine or the guy's wine. Because even though over there, even if it's the guy's wine, you don't need a Hefteach V'Chaisim, if the Yisrael is there by Yisrael Chatzar, but here, the guy is mamish right by the bar. He's right by the bar, so here was, that's when the Mishnah makes a chilek between if the wine belongs to the Yid or the wine belongs to a guy. So the Gemara held that the gather of if wine belongs to a Yid and wine belongs to a guy is the same gather. There we're talking about with the Mefteach V'Chaisim, but the pshat is if it belongs to a guy, even a Mefteach V'Chaisim doesn't work. And we'll speak about this at the end of the shiur. If it belongs to a guy, even Mefteach V'Chaisim doesn't work. Only when it's Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim. And that's the chilek in that Mishnah, according to Taisus. That when it's Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, Mefteach V'Chaisim works. But if it's not Pesuach L'Shus HaRabim, so if the wine belongs to a guy, Mefteach V'Chaisim does not work. But if it belongs to a Yid, Mefteach V'Chaisim works, even in that case. And here, we're not talking about Mefteach V'Chaisim. Because you don't need a Mefteach V'Chaisim because it's Bershus Yisrael. But on the other hand, the guy is right beside the bar. So then you'd have to be Chayshish if it's the guy's wine because he's right there beside the bar. So there's a chilek again between the guy's wine and the Yid's wine. That by the guy's wine, it's Aser, even though it's in the Yid's Rishus. And when it's the Yid's wine, it's Mutter. Since it's in the Yid's Rishus, you don't need Mefteach V'Chaisim. But what exactly is called Gai's wine and what exactly is called Yid's wine? The Gemara held it was Daima. So Mela, just like there, the gather is that the Yid could take it and the guy can't stop him. So who would then hear? It's only when the Yid could take it and the guy can't stop him. So that would only be when the Milav is on the wine, there's an Apeitiki on the wine. Now the Mefarshim ask Akasha and Rashi in the Mishnah. The Rashi says, Imesh Olav Milva, Rashi says, Olav means Al Yisrael. If the guy has a Milva on him, meaning on the Yid. The Rav and the Pirish Mishtayis, the Rambam, and the Taisis Yantif, they say Olav means on the wine. And that's what the Gemara says. Omish Milva, we say Milva Al Oysa Yayin. That is a Milva Olav, meaning on the wine. Why did Rashi and the Mishnah say Al Yisrael on the Yid? Unless you say the Rashi is a Derechis to explain the Gemara like the Havimina. Was that it's a milva on the Yisrael. It's a daichik. Now, Sodek Sam Sefer says like this. He says, the reason why Rashi said milva on Yisrael is because there's two types of apaitikis. There's an apaitiki stam and apaitiki mefurish. When you make a shibud that you could collect from this thing, there's an apaitiki mefurish. The Gemara says, Lo yeh p'rayin elam yizeh. In other words, you could only collect from this. I don't really owe you money altogether. You lend me money, and your payment's going to be this wine. If this wine gets sour, that's your problem. You have no din to collect from anything else. That's called an apaytiki mefurish. Then there's an apaytiki stam, where the pshat is, I owe you money. I have to pay you back no matter what. Navas, you have a schus to get your payment with the wine. If I want to pay you with something else, you could say, no, I want bedafka wine. But let's say the wine is gone, so I'm going to have to pay for something else. The chayv is a chayv. It's just the apaytiki means you have a schus pirayin to take from the wine. So that's why if Rashi would have learned that milva olav means on the wine, that would be mashma, that it's an apaytiki mefurish. And the pshat is that he doesn't owe him any money. All he owes him is the wine. And the wine is completely b'shus the guy. But you don't need that. Even if he owes the money stam, but the wine is an apaytiki stam, not apaytiki mefurish. That means he owes the money, but he has a schus to collect from the wine that also would make it the guys, that also would make it asabah not. That's what Rashi says, olav means on the Yisrael. Now, the Mishnah goes right up. The Mishnah says four cases of maga, which according to the Tanakhama, asers b'shtia, but not b'hanah. And according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter b'shtiyah as well. What are the four cases? Nafal l'bar v'ala, mace. What says v'ala? The Mishnah didn't say mace. The Gemara says v'ala mace. That he fell into the bar l'aynis. He didn't realize he was touching it. He just fell into the bar. Mother day b'kana. He measured the wine with a stick. Hid is a tzira b'kana. He hid a bee with a stick. Or the wine was bubbling up, the froth on the wine, he touched that. It was a story with all these four things, and the Chacham said that they should sell it. It's asa b'shtiyah and mutter b'hanah. Reb Shimon matter, and Reb Shimon says it's even mutter to drink. So these are cases of a maga, which is no, l'chaya means there's no chash nisach with this maga. You have the case of Nafalubar, because there is no Shash Nisuch, because he didn't realize he was touching the wine. We had Kama other cases early in the parak, like we learned, we had the case of a Tinik Ben Yomai, but that was a Machlokes. Tinik Ben Yomai Shmuel held was Mutti even Bishtia. But Taisis, to be shown in the Mekah Chilak, even Shmuel that held that a Tinik Ben Yomai was Mutti Bishtia, doesn't mean all Magash Loi Bekavana is Mutti Bishtia. Dafka Tinik Ben Yomai, who can't be Negei Bekavana. Masha'en Kain, other, if someone who could be negay b'kavana happened to be negay shloim b'kavana, Shmuel's maskim that it's asa b'shtiyah. But that's one case. We b'chal doesn't know he's touching it. Like we had the case where he climbed the tree and he touched b'leliva, and also the case where he thought it was shemen. He doesn't realize he's touching wine. That's asa b'shtiyah mutter b'anah. That's all daim into the case of nafal labar. Then you have the case of Mother Day Bekana, and Hittis is at Syria Bekana. That's the same type of case. Where there is, he's doing a malacha with the wine. He knows he's touching the wine, but he's doing a malacha with the wine. So the Mishnah says the case where he didn't touch the wine directly, he touched it with a stick. We had spoke at earlier, the psak of the Rif and the Rambam is that it's Dafka Bekana, because they leave out the brisa that we had earlier, on the Zainam and Aleph, Mother Day, Bein B'yad, Bein B'regel, Yimachar. They leave it out. Isis, they hold it's not that way. They hold that a maga that is B'kavana, but you're just doing a work by it, that would Asa B'hana. And the Rishonim said it being a Raya from the Gemara with a Gardamim, that Rabbi wanted to be matter the case where the guy touched it to say, Hailaf Chamru, and the Gemara said, Tufta the Rabbi, because a Gardamim tasted the wine, and it was Aser. So you see, he wasn't trying to do Nisach, he was trying to taste the wine. But the Rishaynim HaMechalik, the Rosh says, because you need Tirda, it's Daf when you do a Malacha with Tirda. So by a Tirda, that's when Medida is a Tirda. That's when it's Mutter. Mashenka and other things aren't much of a Tirda. And other Rishaynim say, the Yisayda Dover is, you need that it should be Muchach, that he's not being Menasach. He's doing it for a different Malacha. By Mother Day, it's clear he's not being Menasach. This is how you measure the wine. But the other Rishayim learn it's Lav Dafka. Even without a Kana, Mother Day B'Kana, the mice happen to be that way. Rashi here is Klor Mashm like the Rif. Rashi says, Afagav the Neskav and Hel the Rach Neskav and Nigia Lav Mamashi El Al Yedei Kana. It's only because it wasn't Mamash and Nigia. If it was Mamash and Nigia, then it would be Aser. But the Rosh, the Rajba, the Rai, the Duran, they all paskin that, no, any time you Nigia, when you're doing a Malacha, that only asks b'shtiyah, not b'hanah. And then you have the case of matviach al-bichavis mursachas, within the pshaz, you're not touching the wine, you're touching the froth, and that's not a eifin of nisach. So by the case of nafal l'bar v'ola, the Gemara says, Amra papa lo yishanu ala sha'ola meis, aval ola chai asr. It's only if the guy died in the bar, he died in the wine, then the wine is mutter, because he never had a chance to be menasach. But if you took him out alive, it's aser. My tamar and papa, the domile kiyem edom. What's the reason? Because his domile kiyem edom, Rashi says he's made al shenitzel. And therefore he's nasche when he goes up because he wants to praise the avodah zarah for being saved. Now we had a Gemara before that the guy went to take the esreg and Rav Ashi said you have to hold down his hand so he shouldn't be meshachshech and then pierce the barrel and let the wine out. So that Gemara is mashma, that when even though he initially put his hand in the barrel for the reason to take the esrog, and there's no kshash of nisuch, because he's concentrating on the esrog. But once his hand is there, he finished with the esrog, then we are afraid of nisuch. So the shaila is like this. In Agamar, it's mashma, it's dafka because he has a special reason why he wants to be menasech it. He fell into the bar, and the question is, how come by Olacha Yechashish? The Teretz says, because Domov came Adam, he wants to thank the Avodah Zarah for saving his life. But the Agamar is mashma stam. Even if he happened to be in the bar for another reason, he happened to put his hand in for another reason, but once he's finished, and now he has no reason to be there, so he thinks about being menasech. So what's pshat? So the Rajma in Teres Abayis talks about it. He says like this. He says, Avada, if a guy falls into wine, let's say he wasn't in any sakana. Let's say his hand fell into the wine. And he realized that his hand was in the wine, and he took the hand out of the wine. He says, Avada, it's aser. Because even though the original maga was shalei b'kavana, but then he realized his hand was in the wine, and then that's called b'kavana. So now an aser. If the pshat is, by the time he realizes his hand was in the wine, his hand's already out of the wine, let's say you push him into the wine and you push him out, so then it's mutter, because there's had to be an einus mitchila v'atzayf. So he asked the kasha, oi bazai, this gemara's mashma not the way. This gemara's mashma dafka because he fell into the barrel and almost drowned. So then he has to thank the avodah zarah. That's why he's being menasech. But vice versa in other cases, where he touched the wine shaloi b'kavana, and then he realized he was touching the wine, it would sound like it's mutter. So Dr. Ashman, no. Here, the Gemara needs another time, because you would think a guy almost drowned. He has nothing, he's not going to think about being menasech. He almost drowned. He'd be so bold and mavulbal about the drowning, he won't bother being menasech. And that, the Gemara says, no. Adar Abba. Because he almost drowned, so he has to thank his avodah zarah for saving him. So Mamela, that's why he's going to be menasech. But the klal is a klal all over. Whenever a guy touches wine shalei b'kavana, the only time it's mutter is if he didn't realize he's touching the wine till after he stops touching the wine. Or you force his hand in the wine and you force it out, he never had any kavana. But any time the guy is in touching the wine, even if it's shalei b'kavana, but now it's b'kavana, it is nisuch. The Gemara only needs a svar of Yem Edom because you would think that this is an exception that he almost drowned. So Nisach is the furthest thing from his mind. So that's why he says no. He has to thank the Avodah Zarah. So he does think about Nisach. Now there's a Shigul Machlokes Taz on Chsam Sefer because the Taz says that the Gemara says Allah Meis. You took him out dead. What if you took him out? He was still alive, but he died afterwards. Zakta Taz, it doesn't matter. Even if he was mamish, almost dead. As long as the maisi was alive, I assume he has to be conscious. But as long as he was somewhat conscious, that also, he would ask for the wine. But the Chsam Sefer points out, the Ritvos is not the way. The Ritvos is, it's lav dafka olameis. Who would then, if he's olameshugu mevulbu, it also is like olameis. The Chaim is, even if he's conscious, but he's just not aware of what's going on, that's also like olameis. And the Chsam Sefer says, is Maduik in the Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah write Nafal and Barva Allah? Why did it say Allah? It's a Pella, because by Allah the din is that it's Aser. And it has to be Allah Mace, that's Allah. Elamai, the Mishnah wants to tell you that even if he's Allah, even if he gets up, this haste, he was still alive, but as long as it's like he's Allah Mace, he's Meshuggah Mavulbal, and that's what the Ritva says, he also won't ask for the wine. And now let's see Vaita. The Gemara brings all these cases, like we said, the Tanakama asks Bishtia and his Matabanot, and Abshimin is Matabishtia. And the Gemara says, Amar Avada Brahavi and Nuchalil Abshim Brachas Arashe, Shumatra Matra Filu Bishtia, Shuaisar Oisar Afilu Bahano. Abshimin is very consistent. When he says it's mutter even Bishtia. When it says mutter even Bishtia. When it says it's us even Bahano. And the Gemara brings down, Amar Bchi Breda Amar Nachmena of Chista Marav. We don't pass him like Reb Shimon. Now we find throughout the Perek, we found a line of cases where there was an Isser Shtia, but not an Isser Ano, primarily by the Maga Shalei B'Kavana, or Maga L'Tzarech Malacha, according to Rashi Koichai, even B'Kavana. You have a lot of cases where it's aser b'ano mutter b'shtia. And if Shimon is known by way, Yenuch le'brachas Shimon ha'reishai, Yenuch le'brachas ha'reishai, that he's consistent. So the shaila is, what's Takib Shana in the Tanakama? What's the chilek? There's one Isser of Nesach. There's one Isser of the Kruvus of Aydazariah. Nesach is an Isser Hanah. Why shouldn't we make a chilek between Hanah and Shtia, a Pella? So the Ramban, Eifanard explains that Be'emis and Mayayin Nesach, there's two Xeris. Yayin Nesach is Xerah of Nisach of the Kruvus of Aydazariah. And Yayin Nesach is Xerah of B'nai Seyim. Like it says earlier, Lamech Hesem Ebeis, there were Gazer and Yayin Mishum B'nai Seyim. There's a big shaila, we discussed this early in the shurim I said on the second perek. We discussed, how does that shtim exactly? How does it shtim the two things, that there's an iser, als the kruvis of a desire, als nesach, and there's an iser als b'nei seyem. There are a few mahalchim, the Rashbin Taras Zabayis holds that the iser of b'nei seyem was the early iser. That Hill and Shammu Ugeiz of b'nei seyem was only an iser shtia. Just like you find that Pasakum, Sheminakum, these things are Nisra Achila, Bishalakum, not an Isra Ano. So Yain also, the Yain Mishim B'nai Sein is an Isra Shtia, not an Isra Ano. And they made another Gzeira. After that Gzeira, they saw there was a Chash Nisuch. Whenever there's a Chash Nisuch, they made an Isra Ano. That's because maybe it was Menasuch, two separate Gzeiras. There was another Pshat, that really the Gzeira is Als B'nai Sein. But since you find in the Torah that din, the Yayin Nesach is also Bano, so Mele Alts B'nai Seyim, they gave it a din of Yayin Nesach, not because it's Akim Menasach it, but Alts B'nai Seyim, they gave it a din of Yayin Nesach. That's what Taisa says in Chavtesim and Beis, they gave it a din of Yayin Nesach to Asher Bano. There's a verb shat, the Ran is mashma that the Balta anyway was Xeir B'nai Seyim, so Mele, they added the Gzeir of Nesach, but they wouldn't be Chayish for Nesach, but since they anyway had to ask the B'shti Alts B'nai Seyim, so male they made it added Isser of Anah Alts Nesach. But the Rabban says like this, Nesach is only Shaykh when there is Emesach Shash Nisach. That's the only time you can have an Isser of Nesach, when there's an Emesach Shash Nisach. Anytime there's a Magish Loi B'Kavana, it's not Shaykh Nesach, not Shaykh Shash Nisach, so they didn't make a Gzeir of Nesach. So why did they ask the B'shtia? Alts B'nai Seyim. Alts B'nai Seyim, there's an Issa Shtia. Now, Reb Shimon holds that B'nai Seyim doesn't apply to wine that the Yid's wine that a guy touched. The guy touched the wine, there's no Issa B'nai Seyim. B'nai Seyim means you're not allowed to drink the guy's wine. Just like you don't eat the guy's bread. But if you have bread that a guy touched, there's no Issa of B'nai Seyim. If you have Bishal Akum, you have Bishal Yisrael that a guy touches, no Issa Bishal by Shemen. The Issa wasn't if the guy touched the Shemen. So touching wine, there's no Issa B'nai Seyim. Touching wine, the Issa is Kshash Nisuch. A Kshash Nisuch is saying Shlei B'Kavana is no Kshash Nisuch, so male is no Issa B'Chlal. And the Rabbanan old, no. Wine is different. Wine is much more of a Kirav Adas. If you allow a Yid to drink wine that guy touches, so they'll drink together, they'll have parties together, there'll be a problem B'nai Seyim. Even if it's his wine, if the guy touches it, there'll be a problem B'nai Seyim. So that's the machlokes. Reb Shimon holds, whenever you don't have the Kshash Nisach, you don't have an Isser at all. B'nai Seyim is dafka if the wine belongs to a guy. Otherwise, if you don't have the Kshash Nisach, you don't have an Isser at all. The Rabbanan will know. When you don't have the Kshash Nisach, you can't ask about it, no? But the Kshash B'nai Seyim is even by Negiah. And the Chash Ben is saying, when Asa B'shtia, whenever there's no Metzias of Nisach, the Chash Ben is saying, when Asa B'shtia, that's when the Ramban learns the Shaila. I saw in the Stipel early in the second Perek that he held is not so Pashit. He brings the Taisis later on Daf Samach Dalad, at the end of Daf Samach Dalad, and based by Ger Teshav, that Taisis says that by Ger Teshav, there was no din of Nisach. And he says, Mamelo, because a Ger Teshav is not even a Vedazar, there's no Nisuch by Ger Teshav. And he wanted to be matter the mag of Ger Teshav by Shtia. So he says, even if you hold that Pitan and Shamnam is Aser, but that's only their bread, their oil. That's will be Asal B'nai Seyim. Who would then their wine would be Asal B'nai Seyim? Mashain Cain, if he touches our wine, then he'll be Mut even B'shtia. So you see from Taisa said the Din B'nai Seyim is Dafka Lagami their wine? But Lagabe, our wine that a guy touches, there's Bechlal no din B'nai Seyim. The whole din is Alts Nisuch. And the emes is, the Rashash, and the Chassam Sofer earlier in the second parak say that Mefurish and Rashi. Because Rashi is mashma there that the din of Yayin Mevushal, the heter of Yayin Mevushal for Nisach is dafke heter in Nisui Ano. It's only that Yayin Mevushal is not Asa Ba'ano, but Yayin Mevushal is still be Asa B'shtir. Azay is mashma in Rashi. And the Taz and the Prishan Sima Kufcha of Gimel says, because Rashi holds that Mevushal only is not that you're not Menasach Mevushal, but there still is the Issa B'Nisayim of Mevushal. So the Melatz is even the same as the last of Bishtiyah. As I state Mefurish in the Taz and the Prisha and Rashi. So Vegan the Achreinim, Rabbi Kvega asked the Kash over there already, the Gemara says Mefurish by Shmuel and Avleit, that Shmuel was sitting with Avleit, who was a guy, and Avleit, they brought the wine, and Avleit quickly ran away, so he shouldn't touch the wine, and Shmuel says, don't worry, it's Mevushal. So you see Mefurish, that's even with the Bishtiyah. So the Chassam Sofer there and the Rishash say that's not a kasha, because when it's the guy's wine, there is a Chassash ben Hissayim. So there, Rashi didn't want said even Yayim Mevushal. There's a Chassash ben Hissayim, but that's when it's the guy's wine. But a Yid's wine that the guy touches is no Issur ben Hissayim lechlal. There, the whole Issur is nisach. So Mela, since by Yayim Mevushal there's no nisach, so Mela be mut even b'shtir. So the Chayitz and Machlekes Rishayim, the Rambaniya says Mefurish, and who would then the whole sugya earlier about Rav Ashi said that you could take the money from the guy who was Menasech, the guy who touched the wine, you could take the money from him. Both the Ramban and the Rana Mefurish that there's an Isser, even an Isser on Noah, Alts B'nai Sayin, when a guy touches the Yid's wine. Even though the Isser is Alts B'nai Sayin, but Vais is only when it's Shayach Nisach. But Taisus and Daf Samach Dalin and Rashi in the second parak, Lefi the Chassam Sofer and the Rishash hold that there is no B'nai Seyim by Negiya. B'nai Seyim is Dafka when the wine belongs to a guy. So the Shail is, Lefi Zeh, what's the Pshan in the Chachamim? What's the Pshan in the Chachamim that they should Aser B'shtia, not B'ano, Mimon of Shach? If there's Nisuch, so they should Aser B'ano. Elamite is no Nisuch, so why do you Aser B'shtia? So the Stipler pointed out there, it's a Mefurish Taisus earlier on Daphnan Zayinim and Aleph, that it's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira. The Etzim is not Shayach Nisach, it's a Gzeira. But they're only Geizer by Shtir, they weren't Geizer by Anah. When there was a Chash Nisach, HaKabonim Midar Aban and a real Chash Nisach, so then they asked by Anah. When there's no Chash Nisach, so then they were Geizer Otu that there would be a Chash Nisach. But since it's only Gzeira, the Emerson here, there's no Shashni, it's only Gzeira, so it only Asid B'shtir. But Lachar, it's a little schwer. Because why, what was the B'ip Pshat that the Gzeira is only by Shtir, not by Hana? The din of Nisach to Avodah Zarah, there's an Isser, Be'etzim it's an Isser Hana. The Kruvus of Avodah Zarah is an Isser Hana. That's what the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah is. You now let me nene from Avodah Zarah. L'chor, there is no din shtir be'etzim by tekuvus Avodah Zarah. It's all a din ana. So, miman oshech, if you're being geyser, so be geyser the issa, which is ana. Shtir is avada also because shtir is ana. But the issa is be yisayid and issa ana. If you're not being geyser, don't be geyser at all. But what's the pshat to be geyser shtir? It's a shikl deichik to say because shtir is more shriach, and once the guys are shtia, they're ready to mekayim the gzeira. So since the gzeira is ready to skyim with the shtia, so Mel, they didn't want to be mafsid moment Yisrael, not allow you to sell it, they decided to allow an all. Chayim bissel dachuk. Now I was thinking, we said the shtickel in the second parak from the Zeche Yitzchak, the Panovich Rav, and also from the Brisk Rav that's brought in the Avi Ezri, a gemalde gestickel neshitas Rambam legabe the din of tekuvus of Eidazor legabe the din of Yayin Nesach. The shtickel is like this. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah of Dalet, the Mitzvah of Hei says, the Isser tu lavin legabe someone who's nenim in Eidazor and Meshamsheh and tekuvus shalah. There's a lavle sovitevel besecha, there's a lavle yidbim biachemum min acher. Then a mitzvah kuf tzadik dalet and sefer mitzvahs, he says another lav. The lav is not to drink yayin nesach. And he brings the sugya earlier on chavtesim and beis that darshins apostik meshechelev zechele yechemoy. Another mitzvah, another loisa say, not to drink yayin nesach, not to have a no even from yayin nesach. From tekuvus of Eidazar. So the Rabban says, what's the second mitzvah? The Gemara there doesn't even bring a pasuk of the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara just brings a hekesh. It says that a zvachim is asib anah, because it's vayechlu zivchei mesim, ma mes asib anah, zvachim asib anah. And then it says that wine is also like zvachim, because it's ashechelev zechelu yechema, yishtu yein esicham, mazevach asir, afyayin asir. But that's just telling you it's the Kruvus of Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say anywhere in the pasuk that it's asir. The pasuk is just being negging a nichel on the regular isser of takruvis. And the shittas of Rambam is that if there's no extra isurim, you don't have, anyway, you don't have another mitzvah. So where's the extra isser here? The Rambam says that takruvis of Edizar is asr, he says that in mitzvah of dal, mitzvah chavei, what's this new mitzvah, mitzvah kuf tzadik dalin, that he's saying there's an issa, it's already asa from the other lav. And the Rambam brings a raya, that it's an ayah mitzvah, the Rambam brings a raya because you see that it asas b'naisen tam. Fact, Rambam, what's the raya? Even if it's the Rabbanan, it would asa b'naisen tam. Apeladik a Rambam. The Rambam also in Yad also the same thing. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Zayin, he brings down the din of takruvis from the lavim leisavit te'evil ibuk mum menachem. And Hilchos Macholos Asuris, he brings down the din of Ashechel Zechemi Achel, he brings his din of Dekruvis. What is he saying more than he already said in Hilchas Avodah Zarah? So the Zeche Yitzchak and Simon Lamed Zayin explains it's two separate dinim. The din of Layibba B'yachem Umin Achayim or Laisavit Te'eva is a din you can't have monetary benefit from Dekruvis Avodah Zarah. That's one din. You can't have monetary benefit from Dekruvis Avodah Zarah. But the din that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Chavtesim in Beis, of Ashechel Zechem Echelu is a Tzveita Din, Zakhtan. It's a Tzveita Din, it's a Din of Macholos Asuris. Now Macholos Asuris also could be Asa Bahano. But the Tzveita Macholos Asuris, like Basa Bechalov, like Klaya Kerem, like Arla, the Isra Anah is not monetary benefit. The Isra Anah is that this food is Asir, and the food is Asa Bahachila, and it's so Asa, it's Asa even Bahano, Basa Bechalov. But the Din Isra Anah, Nemsach Mitzad, the Din of Macholos Asuris. So that's what the Rambam shtel su, that the reason why he knows it's another mitzvah is because it asks b'nais and tam. He says, the issa to have monetary benefit, that rather would be batal b'raif. The fact that the kruvus of Avodah Zarah is b'nais and tam, that shows you sedin and macholos asuris. So in Avi Ezri, Nilchas macholos asuris brings Mamish the same shtickl from the Rav, and he's based of one big nekuda, that the Rambam says, if you shayse revius of stam yenim, you get makas maridus. Why revius? Takruvus of Avodah Zarah is no sheer vias bechlal. It's not a din. You can't have a no. You can't have a no. Even a mashri have a no. What's his din of revias? So Zok the Rav, because the Rambam holds that the din of Yayin Nesach, they didn't make a gzera out of regular din of takruvus. That wasn't what they made in the gzera of Stam Yenam. They made the Macholos Asuris to get in. That's why when the Rambam brings the din of Stam Yenam, he brings it in Macholos Asuris together with this Naya din of Macholos Asuris. The din of Isra Anah Mitzad Macholos Asuris. He explains that's why the Rambam holds that Yayim, which is not Misnasach Agav Mizbech, doesn't have a din of Stam Yenim. All the Shainim are bothered. What do you Misnasach Agav Mizbech for? If the Goyim are Menasach for that way, it should be good enough. He says, wine that has Dvash or Sa'ur in it, it's not Menasach Agav Mizbech, it doesn't have a din of Stam Yenim. Macharei Pella. As long as the Goyim are Menasach for that, that's what should be totally in. So the Rav says that it wouldn't get the Macholos Asuris to get in. Av Shechel Zechem Yechel Yishti Yei Nesicham Yen and Din is only for Yayin that's Nesnasach Agav Mizbech. So Enech and Am would have the regular Din to Kruvis, but not this Macholos Asuris to get in. So if you learn this way, I think it's more geschmack, what's the pshat that they made Xeir on Shti and Anano. Because mitzad the regular Din to Kruvis is Bechlal Nodin Shtiya. There's a din I know, you know, I have a monetary benefit. So why when they would make a gzeira on something, ain't a chanami, it's a gzeira. There really is no kshash nisach. It's a gzeira. So chumra ba'alma. So mele, they didn't make it all the way. But what's a pshat shti without a know? If the whole din is mitzad le savi tevil, v'secha mitzad le yad chamum min acherim, mitzad the din and hilchas avay desara, that is no shakas a shtiya. That's a din, you can't have a monetary benefit. Why would they just ask a b'shtiya? It's shver, it's dochuk. Well, the feet of Briskarov's Yisayin, it's very good. Because they only were geyser out to the Macholos Asuris de Gedin. And the Macholos Asuris de Gedin, there you find, the Mashal, by Basa B'Cholov. We find the din that when you cook meat and milk, there's an issur deraisa of achila and hana. Chazal l'geizer, when you cook chicken and meat, there's an issur achila. But Chazal didn't make an issur hana. What's the pshat? That's not so shver. Because avadin macholas asur is the ikir issur is the achila. Avadin hana is also asur mid deraisa. The Ramos, you don't get malchus on hana. Hana is it's an issur deraisa, but it's not the ikir of the issur. So when you make a gzeira derabanan, like basa eif b'chalav, you make only mechila, not that no. See, here also, you have nisach, we have a gzeira of nisach, and that gives it a din of yayin nesach, which is also b'ano. And you have shloi b'kavanah, where there is no nisach. It's a gzeira of nisach. On a gzeira, see, only one aser b'shti, not b'ano, because shti is Muhammad and ano. But that would only shtim if you say that we're going to al sinai din of ashechel z'chei mechela, which is din of machalas asuris. If you're going to also din of tekruvas avay desire, there is no din shtia there. There is no din achila there. So it would be more shver to understand why they only asked shtia, no, no, no. Hazeva looks like it. And now let's see the next Gemara. The Mishnah had said that notul sechavas uzarka bechamasei lebar. A guy took a barrel and threw it in anger to a bar. Zeya maise vechshirai. This was a maise and they allowed him even to drink. So the Gemara brings the name of Ravashi. Amr Ravashi, kol shebezav tamei, by v'chav ma'isa yayin nesach. Whenever by yizav it's tamei, that means the actual negia, then by yigah he makes yayin nesach. But kol shebezav tar, whenever there's no actual negia, just threw it, by v'chav ma'isa yayin nesach. And Taisa says, avada there, it's not a klal. Avada, he says, when by mesit, or by masa, or where there, Azav is metame, but a guy doesn't make Yayin Nesach that way. It has to be Negia. Heset and Masa and that is not Yayin Nesach. He had before, he could carry the closed barrel and things like that. You see that he's doing Heset, he's doing Masa, and still, he doesn't make a tame. But Iki just wants to make the chilik between touching the wine and throwing something into the wine. So the Gemara is the Kasha, Esher, Avundel, Ravashi. He threw the barrel in his anger to the bar, so there he wasn't have kavana to be menasech. He's angry. It sounds like if he threw it be kavana, without anger, it sounds like he would answer the wine. So you see clearly that even by throwing it into the bar, he would answer it. So the Gemara says, Hasim de kazel mineu mine. There it's going mineu mine. So the two aris on this Gemara, the first we had earlier, Anachnan Zayin, Shitas Rashi, that Bashaloi Bekavana, even Ayide Davar Acher is called Maga. And so if somebody, the case there was, where he accidentally, the branch in his hand touched the wine, Rashi holds the branch in his hand touched the wine, and still it asses Bishtia. So the Shaila is, if here we're not talking about Zrika, we're talking about the Ka'ozl Minei Minei, it's coming directly from him, so then why is it mutter b'shtia? Even if it's b'chamasa should be like shloi b'kavana. Why is it mutter b'shtia? So Rashi says he didn't actually touch the barrel into the bar. He didn't actually do that. There was still some element of zrika, but it was very close. And therefore, shloi b'chamasa, we're afraid that maybe he touched. But be'etzim, he didn't touch. So if he would actually touch the barrel to the wine, he would place the barrel on the wine, in the wine, there even b'chamasei du b'nisr shtia. And shloi b'chamasei du b'nisr ano, because that's magalei davar achar. Rashi also makes an isr shtia. Magalei davar achar is the same din of magalei yadayim. But this gemara means he came very close. He came very close. So b'chamasei when achayshish v'negiya, shloi b'chamasei v'chayshish, that maybe he's negeya. The Rishbam says similar, which Taisus brings down. We had this Rishbam earlier on Daphne and Tess. And the Rishbam holds that throwing something in the bar is only when you throw it from a distance. If you throw it from directly above the bar into the bar, that's already asa, that's already kaychai. But that would only be asa b'kavana. That's a din of kaychai. So Mel the Gemara thought that he's throwing it from a distance. So that the Gemara asks, according to Ravashi, he won't answer. Even shaloi b'chamasai, he won't ask that. It's not Nagi, you're throwing it from a distance. So the Gemara says, Azam name means you're throwing it from right above the wine. You're not touching the wine. If you touch the wine, then Enechanan, even Bechamasa, you'd answer it, Beshtia. That's magali davar achiv and shleibe kavana asis. The Torah says you didn't touch the wine. You went very close to the wine. You went above the wine. So there's shleibe kavana it's mutter. But bekavana, that's called kaiche bekavana, that's called the negia, that would aser. But Taisus argues, Taisus earlier explained in the Rosh and Kamari Shainim, that they hold that shalei bekavana, magad avracha doesn't aser bechlal. So Mel, they learned the ka'alza minei minei kipshutai. They actually went and put the chavis into the wine. So bechamasai, it doesn't aser b'shtia, that's the klal, that shaloi bekavana, magadav davracha doesn't ask the b'shtia, and bechamasei blayim shaloi bekavana, and bekavana, shaloi bechamasei, so there, it asks b'ana. Not because dulma naga, and not because it blayim's in the gear, because it's mamish in the gear, mamish ay dey davracha, that bekavana, that's called in the gear and would ask it. Now the riff is mashmit this whole sugya. And the Rambam also, because the Rambam, when he brings just the Mishnah says, not and he says that shaloi b'chamasai, it would aser. So the Rishonim say that Kaniri, the Rif and the Rambam hold that we don't pass it like Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi holds that Kaichai doesn't aser b'hano. That Kaichai, even b'kavana, doesn't aser. Because the Rambam and the Rif hold that throwing something in the bar is Kaichai. And we had before the Gemara, Kaichai Shalai Bekavana doesn't aser b'shtia. But Kaichai Bekavana ases, and the Rishayinim, a lot of Rishayinim hold, it means Bahana. The Rambam holds throwing something into the wine, that's called Kaichai. Rishayinim, the Rosh, the Rajba, the Ran, they argue, they say throwing something into the wine, that's not called Kaichai. Kaichai is when you throw the wine out of the barrel, that's Kaichai. Throwing something into the wine is nothing. Just by Meziga we have, putting water into the wine, but only because you're fixing the wine, not like Rashi did, it says because it's Kaichai. It's not Kaichai. Because you're fixing the wine, you're preparing the wine for the drink, there you have Lech Lech Armel Nezir, Schar Schar Lech Armel Esigrav. But stop throwing a stone into the wine, that's Mutter. But the Rif and the Ram, they leave out this Gemara, Vaisis, they hold that it also has a din of Kaichai. And they hold throwing something into the wine with Asa, we don't pass them like Ravashi. So these are the two machlaikis in the sugya. The machlaikis by shaloi b'kavana. The Rashi holds if you mamish touch the chavis to the wine, even b'chamasa, even shaloi b'kavana nasis b'shtia. And minei means you're very close. So either the pshat is there when it's shaloi b'chamasa, it is a chshash, shemanoga like Rashi, or that blibes in the gear like the Rishbam, that blibes kaychay. But Taisus and other Rishayim hold, no. That as long as it's shaloi b'kavana, even if you a magali davar acher, it's also not called the negia. So mele minei is kipshuta, you actually touch the chavis into the wine, and b'chamasai, since it's shaloi b'kavana, it's mutter b'shtia. And shaloi b'chamasai, it's asim anah, because you touch it davar acher. That's one machlekes. And the other machlekes is that the Rif and the Rambam don't pass it like Rav Ashi, and they hold throwing something into the wine is called kaychai, and mele b'kavana, nasis b'anah. Shaloi b'kavana, it's mutter even b'shtia. So they learned the din of Zarek b'chamasa kipshutai, it was Zarek. But the other Rishayim hold, no, Zrika is never called Kaichai, Zrika is Mutter. The whole case is Dafka, when you touch the barrel to the wine, there b'kavana it's Asabana, Shalei b'kavana it's Mutter even b'shtia. And now let's see the Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph. The Mishnah seems to say two cases. One case, a matar yenish levika chavim, someone who supervises the wine of a guy to make that it should be kosher, should be able to buy it. The nice neighbor shusa, and he leaves in the shusa of the guy. And the house is open to a shusa rabbim. If there are some Jews in the city, it's mutter because the guy won't be monastic, he'll be scared of the Jews in the city. But if it's only guyim, it's aser. And then the Mishnah says another case, the Machlokes then of Shimon ben Elazar and the Rabbanan, if it's not in this guy's house, if it's in his friend's house, what's the din? That one of them is matter, the Gemara has some shayla, which one holds which, but one of them is matter even by Ir Shekula Gayim. And then the Mishnah says, a matar yenish evichom v'naisu b'shusay, v'lo kaisel v'eskabaldim chom mayis mutter. If he already sold it to the Yid, even if the Yid wasn't kainit, but already sold it by if and then he can't be ma'ak of the Yid from getting it, so that's mutter. So the Mishnah Kitzurasi sounds like, if the wine belongs to a guy, it's mutter, if there's some Yisraelim in the city. And if the wine belongs to a Yid, it's mutter b'chol inyan. But that alone is very shver. This is what the Ran explains, what's bothering Rashi, what's bothering the Rishayim is that the Gemara is mavur, that even when the wine belongs to a yid, if he doesn't live in the chatzi, you need a mafteach v'chaysim. So why in the safe of the Mishnah would be mutter when the wine belongs to a yid? Presumably, even by an ear, shekulay gayim, when the Gemara says that even if the wine belongs to a yid, as long as the yid is not in that chatzir, you need a mafteach v'chaysim. This is the kasha that the Rishayim shtalzich on the Mishnah. So the three mahalchim in the Rishayim. Rashi's mahalach, I mean Rashi's, the Taisus calls it, like we said, the Madura Basra of Rashi, because Rashi earlier in Samacham and Bey said not that way. But Rashi's mahalach that we have on a Mishnah is that it's one case. The case in the Reisha that says it's mutter, when it's pesuch l'shisarabim, when there's Yisraelim in the ear, is talking about the case when the wine belongs to a yid, so be nitvas olaf giganav. His own wine, what does he care? He's not scared, it's his wine. That would be usur, even if you have Yisraelim in the ear. What's he scared of them for? Now the pshat is, it's one case in the Mishnah. He had already paid for the wine, the guy can't be ma'akif of him taking it, so now the guy is scared, it looks like a ganav if he touches the wine. So there you have the heter, pasuch l'shisarabim, he's scared of the yidin. It's one case. And the Gemara that says you need mafteach v'chaysim is talking about when it's not pasuch l'shisarabim, so no one could see him. That's why you need mafteach v'chaysim. That's Rashi's mahalach in the sugya. But comes out a big chiddush, that when the wine belongs to a yid, or he already paid for it, even without a mafteach v'chaysim, even if the guy mamish lives in the house, as long as it's besuch l'shisarabim, it's mutter, because he's scared to do it. And the Gemara is a bit makel about that. The Gemara says that even if you have an ashba or a dikla, that someone could go on the ashba, someone could climb the tree, all these things would be mutter, as long as the wine belongs to a yid. Taisus says no. Taisus says that avada he wouldn't be scared. And also he's bothered with the reich l'machzirim ba'ayareis, bishleim of the yidin in the town, they know it's the yid's wine. But the Reichlim, they don't know that it's the Yid's wine. Why would he be scared of the Reichlim? The Gemara says, even if there's no Yidim in the town, if they're peddlers, Yiddish peddlers, he's also scared. Why is he scared? Why would they think it's not his wine? So Taisus learns the whole Mishnah is talking about when you have a Mafteach V'chaysim. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Mamash like the Gemara. When you have a Mafteach V'chaysim. And it's two cases. In the case where the wine belongs to the guy, even a mafteach v'chaysim doesn't work except if you happen to have yidin in the town. A mafteach v'chaysim also doesn't necessarily work. The guy could break the mafteach v'chaysim. So leaving a guy alone with the wine, without any possibility of Yisrael seeing him, then v'chaysim will break the mafteach v'chaysim. And that's like the b'raisa of a chacham eisim at sheyme yeshiv u'mishamer. That the Tanakhama, the Gemara explains that. The Tanakhama said, B'chotz acher it's mutter v'hushu mefteach v'chaysim b'yaday. V'chom marim lo'ilam asa shishayim yeshiv u'mishamer. Means mefteach v'chaysim is not good enough when the wine belongs to the guy and the guy's in the house with the wine, that's not good enough. Only when it's pesuch l'shisarabim, then already it's mutter. With the mefteach v'chaysim, as long as there are yidim in the town or there are at least the Reichlam, Akzirim, Bayaris, they'll also see the Mafteach V'chaysim, they'll also see that the guy is trying to break the Mafteach V'chaysim. That's why he's even scared of the Dikla and the Ashba, because it takes a long time to break the Mafteach V'chaysim. That he won't shepherd with unless he's completely left alone without any kshashas. And when it's a Yid's wine, when there's more of a kshash of Nitfas Olaf Kaganov, there, a Mafteach V'chaysim always will work. Even by an ear shekulei akum, that's the safe of the Mishnah. So the whole Mishnah is talking about with the mafteach v'chaysim. The Mishnah is telling like this: if it's the guy's wine, mafteach v'chaysim only works if it's pesuch l'shisarabim and it's the ear shekulei, ear sheyesh yisrael and b'seichai. And a yid's wine, then a mafteach v'chaysim would work stamazay. Mamish the way the Braisa says it. And the third pshat in the Mishnah is the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran say that the pshat in the Mishnah is that the guy doesn't live in this chatzir. They also find it's a deichik to learn that the Mishnah is talking about mafteach v'chaysim. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything about mafteach v'chaysim. But it's shver. L'maisa, the Gemara is mefurish, that if it's the guy's wine, even mafteach v'chaysim doesn't help. And if it's the Yid's wine, well, that you could say it's not Pesuch Hashas Rabbim. But if it's the Yid's wine, it says that you need Mefteach V'chaisim. So what's the pshat in the safe of the Mishnah that by Iskabalti, it works? So they say this chilek that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the guy doesn't live in this house. So Mamela, in order for the guy to get into this house, he has to go through the Rishis Rabbim, because it's Pesuch Rishis Rabbim. So people will see that he's in a place where he doesn't belong. So that he won't do, and that's the Reisha by a guy's wine, he won't do it as long as Yisraelim in the ear. And the Sefer, when it's the Yid's wine, he won't do it even without Yisraelim in the ear. He's scared of the Baal HaYayin. So even though the house belongs to him, but since he doesn't live in this house, and this house is storing the wine that he plans on selling to a Yid, it will be a kash on him. The Yidim will have a problem. Why is he going to that house? Must be he's being menasech, so he won't be able to sell it. So he won't do it. So those are the three pshatim in the Mishnah. Rashi's pshat is that it's one case. It's without a mafteach v'chaisim. And heyes, the wine belongs to the Yid. You don't need a mafteach v'chaisim as long as it's besuch l'shus harabim. You have Rabbeinu Tam's pshat that it is a mafteach v'chaisim, and it's two cases. And even a mafteach v'chaisim doesn't work when it's the guy's wine, except if it's Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim and the Yisraelim be here. But if it's the Yid's wine, then it would work. And you have the Rashi Pshat that this case is a case the guy doesn't live in the house. That's why Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim would help even by the guy's wine, and that's why even if it's not Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim, it would help if it's the Yid's wine, because the guy doesn't live in the house, as opposed to the Brice. So the Brice is talking about a case where the guy lives in the house. And the Shach says that you can learn Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba don't argue la halacha. It's Mashmai's Doshim Mikabeinayu. You can learn that Rabbeinu Tam also is maskim that when the guy doesn't live in the house, you don't need Mefteach L'chaisim, and it's good enough for Suach L'Shusar Abim, and the Eden in the town is good enough. Now, Lefidus Gemara, Lefidus Rabbeinu Tam shot in the Mishnah, and it's more that way anyway in the Gemara, that when the wine belongs to a guy, Mefteach L'chaisim doesn't work. So Rabbeinu Tam had a problem that there used to be Goyim that would buy wine from Yidin in a cheaper place, and they would take it in ships to sell it to Yidin in a more expensive place. And they do it under rabbinical supervision. They would have Chaisim and say Chaisim, they'd have the whole thing. So the Yidin would be able to tell that this is kosher wine. But the wine belonged to the Goyim. The Goyim would buy it, they would ship it over, and they would sell it. So Rabbeinu Tam had a problem, just like in the Mishnah. When the wine belongs to the guy, even Mefteach V'chaisim doesn't help, since you don't have any Yisraelim beer, here they're on a ship and there's no Eden in the ship, and they're on a ship for a long time, so even the Chaisamah shouldn't help. So Taisus brings down, all the Rishayim bring down the Sefer Achumas, that Chaisim is better than Mefteach V'chaisim. Chaisim is mamish like a Shomer. So that's one Shita, but the Rishayim don't hold that way. The Shulchan Aruch brings it down as the Yesh Ayman, but the Stam Day is not the way that even Chaisim B'Sei Chaisim would be a problem if the guy's wine and it's in the guy's house and the guy lives in the house. Except if it's Pesuch L'Shus HaRabim and there's Yisraelim Be'er. So Rabbeinu Tam finally said that he had another heter. First he asked it, and then he said he had another heter. Because here we're talking about he himself made the wine. So good, it's not a big thing by him. He could sell it to Yidin, he could sell it to Gaim. He's not so scared about playing around with the Mefteach V'chaisim. It's his own wine. That's why he's not scared. In case they catch him, good, so they'll sell it to Goyim. But here, where they made a special effort to be in the kosher wine business, and they bought the wine from the Yidin, and they're being matriach to take it, it's not stam that they're making wine, and good, okay, so we'll have a supervision. We'll sell it to Yidin, why not? We'll make a little extra money. And in case the Yidin catch me touching it, so good, so I won't sell it to Yidin. It is more of a chash. Here, where the whole point is to sell the kosher wine, they're making a big investment of time and effort into it. There, you're not chayshish, they're going to play around with the chesamis, even though the wine is in their rishus, there's no Yisrael. And that has the same takeif of mirtis as the Yid's wine. And that heter is born in Shulchan Aruch halacha l'maisa.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.